You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're going to play some Liao for you now. This is Pua Maliu, and then we're going to be talking about the wonderful Chabs and Milky and their fantastic series of gigs that's going to be happening all around Aotearoa. That is Pua Maliu by Liao, and we have got Chabs and Milky in the studio. Kia ora, Chabs. Kia ora, Milky.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
How are you both?
Really, really energetic.
Really energetic.
Yeah. We've just been talking about pro wrestling off air. Yeah. Auckland's, who knew we have pro wrestling leagues going on?
Yeah, there's an underground pro wrestling league called Impact Pro Wrestling, and it is hot. They performed at Mount Eden War Memorial Hall on Saturday night, and I know I'm here to talk about our show, but I just briefly want to put a plug for them.
Go watch the incredible pro wrestling.
Yeah, really amazing. How much, you know, full-time day job, and then you've got to choreograph moves in your Liger suit.
Sort out your
flying elbow drops off top ropes and whatnot.
Oh my God, amazing.
Gosh, yep. It was amazing.
I'm hoping anyway. That this energy is going to be what we sort of feel in the Chabs and Milky Going Live tour.
It's going to be like a ring.
Yeah.
Sort of like, yeah. Pretty similar.
In the musical ring.
Yeah, I mean, how does it relate to pro wrestling?
Probably both quite poorly paid.
Yeah. We'll be like hyping it up.
Yeah. A lot of theatre involved.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So for people who are unfamiliar with the wonderful world of Chabs and Milky, what is Chabs and Milky? Who are you guys? How did Going Live with Chabs and Milky come about?
I'm Milky, aka James Milne.
And I'm Chabs, aka James Danzy.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
And we've been friends for about 19 years.
Good Lord, yes.
A long
Maybe
time.
Maybe 18 years.
Maybe 18.
Yeah. But we, when did we meet?
We met just before, probably 2004?
I mean, we played a gig together at the Masonic.
Oh, yes.
Supporting the Czechs.
That's right. And cool. You guys did a kazoo version of, was it Tired of Sleeping? I can't.
Oh, right.
No.
Anything on kazoo is already top shelf content.
I remember they weren't very impressed with that, but I thought it was really good.
Yeah. And we, there's a whole lot of history in the last 18 years, but we have a studio together. In Eden Terrace, mm-hmm. And we kind of before lockdown, but more during lockdown, we developed this idea of hosting live tours in our studio. And I had been for some insane reason collecting old VHS cameras off Trade Me for quite some time.
Fantastic.
And we just thought we'll stream these bands using VHS cameras, and I guess the idea was that there's a lot of live sessions. BFM does them, Radio New Zealand do them. Some of them are good, some of them look really nice, but they're really boring. And we thought, ours will look really not that good, but it will have atmosphere because we love
won't
these,
be boring.
We love these like old I don't know, some footage of some punk show or Sonic Youth playing in 84
and some club
in,
stuff
in Connecticut, or you know, just like where the atmosphere is there, but you kind of, it's really poor quality and you're sort of squinting to try and imagine it, but you can't help but feel like there was a great atmosphere there. And and so it was to try and fake that a little bit, I guess, that we decided to do our thing.
It must present you with some very particular technical challenges, I can imagine.
I mean, it's all a bit, certainly the last season we did was all a bit ramshackle and we had a few problems. You probably witnessed some.
But not really the ones that you'd think, hey, not to do with the cameras or anything. Yeah. That was actually because it's so like old tech and relatively simple.
Digital stuff that was our problem. Like actually just old cameras, they just run.
Yeah.
They might not run very well, but they keep going.
They work,
if digital cuts out, you have to like restart the computer and reboot the firmware or whatever.
Whatever
you kids do with your interfaces, you know, we're rebooting firmware all the time,
and it's hell for us. That was a challenge, but we had a really cool season and we decided to repeat it, but do a new thing this year where we would take it out on the road and host parties, but film them.
I mean, that's what I so enjoyed about watching the Chabs and Milky sessions last year, was that we were in this sort of weird space where heaps of streaming was happening, heaps of online stuff was happening, even though, you know, we've been lucky to be able to actually go to gigs. There was still this thing of like tuning into the Chabs and Milky session on a Sunday evening was heaps of fun, because it did just feel like a bunch of people in a room having a good time. Bands that you know well, they play, you know, all your favourite venues, and it's just a cool thing to see them having a chance to perform in like a new kind of a format as well.
Great. Yeah, that was part of it, I think, as well, is that like we definitely grew up when we were watching, I don't know, bands on Max TV and stuff, or you'd watch, you know, we're old enough to
You're a little bit older than me. So.
Just a tiny, yeah. Yeah. And just having that a time where you'd watch, you know, would be like, was it 8 o'clock on Sunday night? And you'd go and watch this thing at this time.
Totally.
And that was when it was. And you can always watch it on YouTube, but that's part of it as well. Like
that
having a thing around it.
Yeah, totally.
And for us, like even though the pressure's pretty low in a lot of ways, like there's still got the excitement that you have with a live event, like at a if you've been in a school production or anything that involves being pushed onto the stage
school
by someone saying...
School production energy is such a good way of describing it, I think. Like, definitely, like, where's the cardboard trees? You know, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's just... And there's adrenaline involved in that. And I actually don't get that playing music so much anymore.
Like, yeah, it's old hat. You know what you're doing.
It's just different. It's just a different thing. But when, when I was, you know, doing the... Because I have a little mixing desk that Stuart Page, the director, gave or lent me and it's like it's got four channels to mix the videos,
rock and roll,
but once I'm on that desk it's intense.
It is, yeah, and you're sort of fading in and out of screens and cuts and all.
Yeah, it's full on.
So, yeah,
that's it's a whole new world.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
it is exciting. Some of the bands, well, all of the bands actually that you've got on this grand tour are so exciting. You're doing shows here in Tamaki Makaurau, also in Wellington, Christchurch, and Dunedin. Right. Let's start with Auckland. Who's on the Auckland lineup? Because this is the one that all you BFM listeners at home can buy a ticket and actually head along to in physical actuality.
It would, yeah, and from like a watcher's point of view, a punter's point of view, it's pretty much just a live show. We're going to be holding up out the back doing the stream as well.
Exactly.
But
And there'll be the credits will roll in the room.
Cool.
And hopefully it feels like you're in a TV studio, except it's Whammy Bar.
Awesome.
And it'll 80s-era VHS cameras, but
So it'll be somewhere between being in a live studio broadcast and being at Whammy Bar watching Princess Chelsea Liao and Vincent
HL. Yeah, top of the pops.
Yeah, but it's going to be a it's pretty exciting, and I think the Auckland, well, I mean, it's just a really good Auckland lineup.
All of them, I'm really excited about all the lineups, but it's a great Auckland lineup.
It's also, as you mentioned, though, kind of a cool thing because we can watch all of these gigs. You know, we can go to the wine cell, the Whammy Bar one, but we can also tune in to the ones that are happening at San Fran, Castles, Blue Smoke, and at Dive in Dunedin. Mm-hmm. I'm keen to see Night Lunch in the full sort of Jabs and Milky spectacular fashion. Have you seen them play live before, or you just been enjoying the House Full of Shit and many other great songs that they've put out?
Really enjoyed House Full of Shit and... been watching some of their live sessions and things. I mean, there's so many exciting bands around the country. Wet Specimen is another one down there that's really exciting. And we just kind of, I mean, like, wanted to program it like a festival. It was like, I wanted to, I sort of took the reins for the emailing of everyone. I was just like trying to get this sort of like fairly ultimate festival lineup. If it was all in one place at one time, it would be a cool festival, but as it is, it's spread out over a couple of weekends. But
it's going to be an extravaganza.
Yeah,
sure is.
I'm very much looking forward to it. If you want to get tickets to go and see the Whammy Bar show with Liao, Vincent HL and Princess Chelsea, three fantastic Auckland bands, then that is on Saturday the 29th of May. Under the Radar is the place for tickets. You can tune in though on the 28th of May to the gig at San Fran in Wellington, and that'll be all streamed through YouTube, Chabs and Milky website. Where's the best place to go for that one?
I mean, you can find the link to our YouTube on our Chabs and Milky website, which is going live with chabsandmilky.tv.
Excellent.
And there's also, we've also got a Facebook page, and if you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, it'll be streamed on our YouTube channel.
Perfect.
And then if you happen to miss it, it will be available later as well.
At your leisure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
But live's where it's at.
Live is where it's at. Live is absolutely where it's at. So you can tune in on the 28th of May for the Wellington gig, the 4th of June for the Christchurch gig, or the 5th of June for the Dunedin one.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be heaps of fun. Thank you very much, Chabs and Milky, for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We're going to listen to some Princess Chelsea now. This is Wasting Time.
Thanks for having us.
Drinking coffee with your friends.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.